जय कृष्ण भगवान की जय, जय श्री पंच तत्व की जय, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा मन चारे, जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Sarvajacharya Stutara Chadasya Shimaj Vangresh Eshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Pana Charya Jagguru Chila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Chikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastani Gaura Bhakta Vanda Ki Jai Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath Shama Kundala Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai Navadip Mayapu Dhama Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dhama Ki Jai Gangamai Jamunamai Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Jai Sri Sri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai Jai Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki Jai Jai Nivnavadip Dham Ki Jai Nivnavadip Dham Bhakta Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Nidai Gaura Premanande Samabeda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaura Premanande
O
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पश्यति देशतारिणे। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिक कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कंचान गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणाममि हरि प्रिय। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदिरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। कैन कम लिटिल क्लोजर। Please come a little closer. This is our Bhakta, Tom. So, a reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first canto, This is chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, text number 41. Yes. Narada Uvacha. Ma Kanchana Sucho Rajan Yad Ishara Basam Jagat Loka Sapala Yasheme Bahanti Balim Isitu Sha Yamyunakti Shamyunakti Bhutani Sha Eva Biyunakti Sha Narada Uvacha Ma Kanchana Susurajan Ma Kanchana Susurajan Yat Ishara Basam Jagat Yat Ishara Basam Jagat Loka Sapala Yasyeme Loka Sapala Yasyeme Bahanti Balim Isitu Bahanti Balim Isitu Sa Samyunakti Bhutani Sa Samyunakti Bhutani Sa Eva Biyunakti Cha Sa Eva Biyunakti Cha Narada Uvacha Ma Kanchana Chucho Rajan Yad Ishara Basam Jagat Loka Sapala Yasyeme Bahanti Balim Isitu Sa Samyunak Te Bhutani Sa Eva Biyunakti Cha Narada Uvacha Ma Kanchana Chucho Rajan Yat Ishara Basam Jagat Loka Sapala Yasyeme Bahanti Balim Isitu Sa Samyunakti Bhutani Sa Eva Biyunakti Cha नारद उवाच Narada Uvacha. Narada said, Ma, never, Kanchana, by all means, Usaha, do you lament? Rajan, O King, yet, because, Isarabasam, under the control of the Supreme Lord, Jagat, world, Lokaha, all living beings, Sapalaha, including their leaders, Yasya, whose, Ime, all these, Bahanti, do bear. Balim means of worship. Isituhu, for being protected. Saha, he. Samyunakti, gets together. Bhutani, all living beings. Saha, he. Eva, also. Vyunakti disperses. Cha and. Translation and the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Narada said, O pious king, do not lament for anyone, for everyone is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all living beings and their leaders carry on worship to be well protected. It is He only who brings them together and disperses them. Report by Prabhupada. Every living being, either in this material world or in the spiritual world, is under the control of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. Beginning from Brahmaji, the leader of this universe, down to the insignificant ant, all are abiding by the order of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the constitutional position of the living being is subordination under the control of the Lord. The foolish living being, especially man, artificially rebels against the law of the Supreme and thus becomes chastised as an asura or law breaker. A living being is placed in a particular position by the order of the Supreme Lord, and he is again shifted from that place by the order of the Supreme Lord, or his authorized agents. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Maharaj Yudhisthira, or in modern history, Napoleon, Akbar, Alexander, Gandhi, Subhas, and Nehru, all are servants of the Lord, and they are placed in and removed from their respective positions by the supreme will of the Lord. None of them is independent. Even those as men or leaders rebel so as not to recognize the supremacy of the Lord, they are put under still more rigorous laws of the material world by different miseries. Only the foolish man, therefore, says that there is no God. Maharaj Yudhisthira was being convinced of this naked truth because he was greatly overwhelmed by the sudden departure of his old uncles and aunt. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was placed in that position according to his past deeds. He had already suffered or enjoyed the benefits accrued to him in the past. But due to his great good luck, somehow or other, he had a good younger brother, Vidura, And by his instruction, he lived to achieve salvation by closing all accounts in the material world. Ordinarily, one cannot change the course of one's due happiness and distress by plan. Everyone has to accept them as they come under the subtle arrangement of kala or invincible time. There is no use trying to counteract them. The best thing is, therefore, that one should endeavor to achieve salvation. And this prerogative is given only to man because of his developed condition of mental activities and intelligence. Only for men are there different Vedic instructions for the attainment of salvation during the human form of existence. One who misuses this opportunity of advanced intelligence is verily condemned and put into different types of miseries, either in his present life or in the future. That is the way the Supreme controls everyone. Sri Narada said, "O pious king, do not lament for anyone, for everyone is under control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all living beings and their leaders carry on worship to be well protected. It is He only who brings them together and disperses them." So, this is an instruction given by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira was a great saintly pious king. He was a great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. So, when the battle of Kurukshetra was over, Yudhishthira was ruling this planet, this universe. And also, his uncle, Dhritarashtra, and Gandhari was also under his protection. So, however, it so happened that in the Vidura, the younger brother of Dhritarashtra, Maharaj Dhritarashtra, when he came back after a long tour of pilgrimage in different parts of this planet, especially with a long dialogue, spiritual dialogue with Maitreya Muni. When he came back to Hastinapur, Hastinapur was the capital city of the Pandavas. So this is called modern Delhi. It's called Hastinapur in the old days. So Hastinapur means the city of big elephants. many elephants. So, when he came back, he saw that his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, was still so much attached to the material activities of life. So Vidura was a very saintly personality. So a saintly person is always concerned about the well-being of everyone. The difference between a saintly person and an ordinary man is that the saintly person, he will never think about himself, but is always concerned about the well-being of all the living entities, not only human beings, but all forms of living entities, plants, animals, insects, crocodiles. For all the living entities, he is always concerned about the well-being. This is one of the qualities of the saintly people. So Vidura was a great saintly person. So he was very much concerned about his own brother, Dhritarashtra, especially Dhritarashtra. So you can see that in the previous verses, that in order to enlighten his elder brother in the science called self-realization,
which is also called in the science of Krishna consciousness. In the science of Krishna consciousness, so Vidura was explaining to his brother, Dhritarashtra, that now he has to leave, you know, this Hastinapur and go immediately. He should leave everything. He should not worry about all these material arrangements. So generally, you know, this is the etiquette of a Vaishnava, the Brahmana, that generally the younger does not so much, is not so much enthusiastic of giving some instruction to the elderly person. That is the etiquette. But however, when the circumstances arise that unless, you know, he gives instructions, unless he gives us a very forceful, not even ordinary instruction, but a very forceful instruction, then the bondage, you know, state of existence in this, the material bondage, cannot be so easily removed. So in order to, therefore, to, you know, shatter that connection between the strong material, this attachment, so therefore, Vidura has to use very, very strong words to his own elder brother, Dhritarashtra, in order to enlighten him. This is only for the benefit of Dhritarashtra. Ordinarily, he would not do that. But because of he's just about to die, he left his body, but still he's attached. He's blind, and he's material blind, is also he's a spiritual blind. So therefore, unless, and he says very strongly, that the inner, let's say, the vision may not be awakened. So therefore, Vidura has to use such a strong words in order to enlighten Dhritarashtra. So this is, in a way, this is a great service. But therefore, because of the circumstances, Vidura has to speak in this way. He said, you are eating, you know, the remnants of Bhima. And so you are like a dog. Staying, you know, in under the care of the Pandavas, although you treated so badly, you know, all these innocent, you know, the people, but now you are under the shelter of these people whom you treated so badly. So therefore, in order to enlighten him in the science of self-realization, Vidura had to speak this way. So somehow, you know, by the arrangement of the Supreme Being, so therefore Dhritarashtra got enlightened. So he decided to leave in this Hastinapur without letting anybody know. That, you see, it is also, it will be, say, if Yudhishthira knew that, knew his plan, then it will be very difficult for Dhritarashtra also to leave. Because it is just like when Prabhupada, you know, he wanted to make parikrama, you know, in Vrindavan, you know, just before his departure in that condition. So therefore, the devotees are requesting Prabhupada, please don't do it. Because, you know, a body is not in a condition that you can tolerate all these, you know, roads in this parikrama path, you know, this governed parikrama. Up and down in the bullock cart, imagine, you know, like this. And so therefore, the devotees were requesting, Prabhupada, please, you know, please kindly don't do this. Similarly, and Maharaj Yudhishthira will have definitely have said something. Therefore, in order to to fulfill his mission, so he had to leave, you know, this day, Hastinapur, without letting anybody know. So then what happened is here, it describes that so Yudhishthira in the morning, when he found that his uncle and aunt were not there, he went to give his obeisances to them, there he didn't find them. So therefore he was greatly, let's say, in great anxiety, naturally, because you take care of someone whom you respect, whom you honor, whom you worship. But all of a sudden, he didn't find them. So therefore, he was very worried. He was greatly in anxiety. So seeing such a situation, Narada Muni came. So Narada Muni is a transcendental scientist. So he goes from planet to planet. He's a transcendentalist. And he enlightens all the living entities. Anyone comes across. So Narada Muni, so he appears all of a sudden. He came. So therefore, because seeing, because Yudhishthira is not an ordinary person, he's a great devotee, so by seeing his anxiety, his difficulty, so therefore Narada Muni is a saintly person. The function of the sages is always to enlighten, always to protect, always to induce the sincere living entities. So therefore Narada appeared. So therefore Narada, here this is an instruction given by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhishthira. In order to pacify him. So he was going to explain why, what is the purpose of, you know, just say, his uncle's living, and aunt's living, you know, just say, the palace, without even informing him. So he was explaining. And also he's going to say, oh, they will be there, and they will be doing such and such thing. So this is a good thing. So in this way, in order to pacify Maharaj Yudhishthira, Narada Muni appeared. So here a significant point in Narada's instruction is that sa samyunakti bhutani sa eva biyunakti cha. Sa means he, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he brings all of us together. And also, he also takes all of us away. Biyunakti cha means again disperses. So therefore, so then why you worry? Say you are attached to the family life, you are the children, your relatives, friends, this and this, all these family matters. So, because this is only by the arrangement of the Lord, that the Lord brings all of us together, either in the form of family, in the form of society, in the form of, knowing each other together. But this is only by the arrangement of the Lord. But similarly, the Lord also will take each one of us away one by one. So this is the arrangement of the Lord. So there's nothing to be worried about it. Because here, let's see, Maharaj Dhritarashtra, so he'll be also here in the Gandhari, Mother Gandhari will also be taken away by Krishna, by the arrangement supreme. Similarly, each one of us will also be taken away one day. So therefore, there's nothing to be worried. There should be no reason for lamentation. There should be no reason for anxiety. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhishthira was pacified by Narada Muni, Narada's instructions. So therefore, so the prime function of this human form of life, life's mission, the mission of the human form of life, is to develop, you know, let's say, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means that one should know that the living entity, Jivatma, is the eternal servant of the Supreme. Jivair Swarupa hai. Swarupa means original, the original identity, the original position of the living entity. Jiva means living entity. Is to recognize that he or she is Krishnair Nitya Das. Nitya means he's the eternal, Das means servant. He is the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivair Swarupai Krishnair Nitya Das. So this is our foundational platform of Krishna consciousness. So this has to be, and one has to be convinced about this. Then the next question comes, then what is the function? What is the duty of the jiva? What is the function of the jiva? If one is the eternal servant of the Supreme, then what is the function of the servant? So therefore, the whole spectrum of devotional service is the bhakti, the process of bhakti marga. Marga means the path of devotional service. or the process of devotion is actually the function of the soul. Therefore we sing, Sarvanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vandanam Parasevanam Dasanam Pujanam Sakijanam Atma Nivedanam. So these are nine the fundamental processes or the function of the soul. The function of the soul is to be engaged in one of these, in the or all the nine processes, or at least one of them. Sarvanam Kirtanam Smaram. Sarvanam means always hearing about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Sarvanam, hearing about the names, the fame, the glories of the Supreme Lord. Sarvanam, it's called Sarvanam. And the Kirtanam means always glorification, chanting. So we chant this Maha Mantra, it's called Kirtanam. You chant the Maha Mantra, you say 16 rounds daily, the Maha Mantra. So this is called Kirtanam. Kirtanam, you can chant very softly or you can chant very loudly in the streets for the benefit of many living entities. The Smaranam. Smaranam means always remembering. So remembering means, you know, you mentally remember within yourself. So similarly, the other processes, among the nine processes, so these three are very important. Sarvanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vishnu Smaranam. So Ante Narayana Smriti. So therefore, the life's mission will be somehow or other, Ante, I mean, at the end of this, you know, at the time of separation of this body and the soul, the spiritual entity Atma within this body and its this body, Ante Narayana Smriti. So at the end of, you know, this separation, at the separation between the, you know, this jiva and the body, if one can remember Narayana means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then life's mission is successful. So therefore, the whole process of undertaking Krishna consciousness is just to come to that platform. Somehow or other, if one can remember Krishna at the end of life, at the end of life means time of separation of this body and the soul, that someday is going to come to all of us. Cannot say that anyone, nobody is exempt from this. Everybody has to encounter one day. Prabhupada used to say, as sure as death. So this has to be always kept in mind. In our childhood, always our elders always to say that as soon as you are awake early in the morning, just before you get out of your bed, you should always remember that death will come any moment. It has to be first thing to be remembered. So that way, that gives you an impetus that you don't want to misuse it. You don't want to do anything wrong. It is some type of, it gives a moral obligation, something, you know, that always comes in your mind that day. So you don't want to misuse, you don't want to waste any time. You don't want to misuse, you know, this most valuable time, this human form of life. So, Ante Narayana Smritihe. So this is the fundamental for principle of Krishna consciousness. So you can say that in our society, therefore, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we are all brought together. Just like here, Narada Muni is saying that Sa samyunakti bhutani. Bhutani means all the living entities are brought together by the arrangement of Krishna. So in this case, in our case, by Prabhupada's mercy, by the arrangement of Krishna, Prabhupada sent, and so by the mercy of Prabhupada, we're all together. We're all brought together. So generally, it is sometimes very wonderful, sometimes get wonder how so many sincere souls, you know, you can see in this planet moving from one place to the other, just like we are moving from one place to another, and then you can see so many wonderful, let's say, kind of devotees. So that way you feel very, you know, like at home, comfortable. Otherwise, it's coming, you know, from some place and a drop in the middle of this planet, in this, you know, island. And so how could I remain, let's say, as happy if I didn't find you know, any group of devotees? But this is only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We're all brought together. And yeah, not only that, that the all the wonderful deities, like here in this case, new Navadip Dham. So new Navadip Dham, so we all go to Navadip Mayapur every year. So then you bring from there Navadip Dham here also. So in this way, you get the association of the deities. And so at every moment, therefore, the arrangement is made so they can always remember Krishna and his activities, pastimes. So therefore, in all whatever activity that you do or we do, that somehow or other, if I can have the facility to remember